Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Make sure you go to my website, check it out. You'll be able to find every single place you can find me online at Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E.net. Want to get into something that I talked about yesterday. You know, I would like to hear from you guys. Did I go overboard? Did I burn bridges like I said that I did not want to? Because I listening back to it, I really don't think that I was that rude or over the top when it came to my rebuttal from the guys from Funny to Informing, John and Chris. When I was on their show a couple of weeks ago, I just didn't appreciate that they were going to talk about me the way that they did, act like they were going to, that they had put me in my place. Well, not John, but Chris, that he had to step in there. I was just trying to make a joke. I didn't mean to offend them. And like I said, I apologize if I did. But like I said, you know, this is not a live show that I was on. If you guys were that unhappy with it, you could have edited that out. And then after I left, re-recorded whatever that was. So in all reality, I really do not think that you were that mad. But I would love to hear from you. Did I go overboard? Did I ruin another relationship like I do all the time when it comes to radio and podcasting? There's a couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. One of the first stories I want to get into today, and I found this to be highly, highly interesting, about this female prison guard that worked at a male-like prison. And I don't even know why they allow that to happen. I know that everything has to is about equality today. But I just think that it is a bad idea to send a woman into an environment to be able to work with a bunch of horny-ass men, that the only thing that the only option that they have is gay butt sex with their fellow prisoners. So what do you think is going to happen whenever a woman is there working? And I'm not saying, but hear me out, people. You guys are probably thinking, oh, Tuttle, what are you saying? A woman can't work in a male jail? No. There is a great twist to this story.
Fresno County Assistant Sheriff Steve McComas says he's seen and heard some disgusting things in 26 years at the sheriff's office, but what his former correctional officer Tina Gonzalez did is at the top of the list.
Cutting a hole in your pants to make it easier to have sex with an inmate and having intercourse in full view of 11 other inmates is something only a depraved mind can come up with.
Obviously, the sheriff has never watched or spent any time on any of the various and numerous free porn sites that you can go to. But I got to tell you, I mean, it is pretty creative on her part to be able to cut a hole in her pants so she doesn't even have to take down her pants to be able to bang some of the inmates that are in there. And I'm just wondering, did the inmates, did the prisoners have something on her? Or was she that horny that she needed sex that bad that she was going to just fuck a bunch of inmates? And the bigger question is, is she wearing condoms? Like, is she carrying around a big box of Magnum condoms? Not trying to be racial by, you know, mentioning Magnum condoms, but I mean, because there's no way I could wear a Magnum condom If you don't know what a Magnum condom is, because I have listeners all over the place. Magnum condoms are associated with African American men because, I mean, come on, I mean, you know the stereotype. A little bit larger when it comes to penis size compared to a lot of other races around the world.
McComas says Gonzalez betrayed her oath even worse when she put her fellow correctional officers at risk. She gave the inmate razor blades, a cell phone, and critical jail intelligence.
See, now this is where the problem comes in. Now, I know that it's wrong for her to have sex with the inmates and stuff. But man, is she what, like, you look, okay, woman, I'm just letting you know right now, you don't have to do all these favors for these prisoners for them to be able to have sexual intercourse with you. They will jump at the chance. But this bitch was giving razor blades, was given inside intelligence, all of that good stuff. Listen, you would not have to do a goddamn thing for any of those inmates. You wouldn't even have to pay them. Matter of fact, they would probably pay you. That is how horny they are. Because after a while, I'm sure that you get tired of anal sex with the same sex.
And at times communicated sensitive information to the inmate about individuals that were entering the inmate's pod, as well as times and place it, or times when the pod would be searched.
And the thing is that this bitch was so, like, just needed to get sex. She was so sex-crazed that she did it in front of other inmates. Like, what type of woman does that? I don't want to call her a whore. I don't want to call her a slut. But, I mean, that is kind of slutty activity, if you're asking me.
Gonzalez didn't say anything at her sentencing Tuesday, but her attorney said her marriage was falling apart when she started a relationship with the inmates.
You know, we're hearing more and more stories about, like, teachers, female teachers having sex with teenage boys. And this is where this will be my question of the day from you guys, because I like to be able to get interactions from you guys, and I like to throw the question out there. And when it comes to this question, if you would like to put your 2 cents in, you can do that by emailing me, Tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. What is worse? If you were married to this whore, what would you rather prefer? Her having sex with a younger man that is in his teens, or a bunch of inmates at a prison while other inmates are watching? It's practically a prison gangbang.
It lasted more than a year before investigators caught her, and phone calls after her December 2019 arrest reveal it's continued.
The fact that she continually calls, has sexually explicit conversations with the inmate in question, and even boasts about the crime she carried out, shows that she's incapable of owning up to her mistakes and will undoubtedly continue in the future.
And just to let you know, I mean, she is not like the most gorgeous woman you're ever going to see. But when it comes to inmates, they really don't care. If it has a vagina, yes, they are going to be down for anything at all. But man, she is a nasty, like, seriously, even after getting caught, she is still calling the inmates. Now, the sex must have been amazing for her. I don't know if it was the chances of getting caught, because you read a lot about, you know, people that like to have sex outdoors. It's all about the rush of maybe getting caught during the act of sex, and people are kind of into that. And I'm not going to judge anybody. I mean, everybody has their sexual kinks and stuff, and maybe this just was hers. Maybe the husband was abusive, or the husband was an asshole. Because I got to tell you, you know, if I was a woman and my man was kind of maybe stepping out on me, oh, that's even better. What if the husband was cheating on her and she was like, you know what? Because everybody thinks guys are the most vindictive type people. No, hell no, fuck no. Look in animal in the animal kingdom. You look at the praying mantis. Like the praying mantis, the female, after the male ends up having sex with her to reproduce, the female praying mantis turns around, rips the male's head off, and eats him. Same thing goes with the black widow. So what I'm trying to say is, let's not act like men are the ones that are the bad guys, because women can be just as vindictive as men can. And I'm sure that the thing she was, okay, I work at a jail. I'm married to a white man. What's the best thing that I can do? And I don't even know if the inmates she was having sex with were African American or not. But I got to tell you, this is a big, like, fuck you to your husband if he was a complete asshole.
Judge Michael Idiart could have sent Gonzalez to jail for up to 16 months, but noted she had no prior criminal history and admitted her crimes early.
I think what you did was terrible, stupid. You ruined your career. You endangered your fellow officers. But I also believe that people can redeem themselves. You got the rest of your life to prove that.
See, I got to cover my own ass because of cancel culture. I also don't want to get sued. It's not like you can get blood out of a stone anyways, but I bet the judge, because if I was a judge and this really, really wasn't a big, big deal of a crime and she was like that loose, she was kicking it out wide that much for the inmates, and I was a judge and maybe I was single or I wasn't getting laid at home by my old lady, be like, hell yeah, I'm going to give this woman a lenient sentence. Maybe she might be interested in me. Who knows what could happen? Because let's not act like judges or upper officials, law enforcement. There are crooked people in all professions throughout the United States of America.
Gonzalez only has to serve 210 days in jail, and with time credits, she could be out by the middle of October. In downtown Fresno, Corin Hoggard, ABC 30, Action News.
The next story that I'm wanting to get into, it is kind of related. Well, just because of just sick and depraved, horny people that just can't get enough of sex, or they're pedophiles, or just like flashers, whatever it may be, just the sick and depraved sexual deviants that we have in our country. But this dude out in Houston got shot. He didn't get killed, I don't think. But he was hanging out. He was like your stereotypical peeping Tom. And he was looking in on this family's daughter and was masturbating outside of her window.
Last week, a man accused of peeping in on a 10-year-old's bedroom was shot by the girl's father.
You know what I say? Good. Good for the father. I know that I got people all around the world that listen to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I always feel like a douche when I say the Tuttle Daily Podcast, but it's all about branding, getting the name out there. But a lot of people that I talk to that don't live in the country, especially the United Kingdom, they always ask, what is America's like fascination with guns? And this is exactly the reason why. I'm just being honest. Look, I never hope that I have to kill somebody. I'm never going to be a parent, never going to have kids and stuff. But I'm telling you right now, this guy deserved to die. Pedophiles cannot be rehabilitated. They just can't. And if you send them to jail, they're going to get killed anyway. So I've talked about this many, many times on my show because these criminals, they do have a code of ethics. They don't like people that hurt women, even though that some of them are rapists and abusers and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's pets, women, children. You do not mess with them. And I got to tell you, I think that this guy, this father, should be giving a fucking medal.
We're tracing him to a nearby gas station. KPRC2's Kathy Hernandez joining us live with the charges that suspected flasher is now facing. Kathy?
Good morning. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of 44-year-old Jorge Ramos.
Guilty. I'm telling you, guilty. And why would you even have to issue an arrest warrant? The guy, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself. They haven't even talked about this in the story, but he did. He got shot 3 times. He is in the hospital right now. So why are we even issuing an arrest warrant? Like, seriously, it just does not make any sense.
A grand jury indicted Ramos with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and indecency with a child by exposure. Both charges are felonies. Court documents say on June 28th, Ramos was peeking into the window of a 10-year-old girl.
See, this is one of the reasons. Could you hear the guy that probably has like a Toyota, a souped-up Honda or something like that, like a Honda Civic? Something that you would see in the Fast and Furious movie, especially like Tokyo Drift. Why are we still doing live shots? I mean, the shooting, the whole incident. Why? What does it do? How does it do any good to be able to stand out in front of the gas station where this guy was shot at? Because people are dicks. Because I'll admit, I've done it before. I have driven by people doing their live shots, setting up a pre-recorded story, and I will. I'll get behind them. I will try to promote whatever I got going on. Hell, I've even interrupted reporters before. It just does. It's a waste of time.
And inappropriately touching himself. When the girl noticed, she screamed. Her parents grabbed their guns and followed Ramos across the street to the Valero gas station on West Little York near Highway 6. When the father ran to call 911, they say Ramos managed to grab the mother's gun.
Damn, so both parents were packing. And this is the reason why. For the people that ask me why Americans are so fascinated with guns, if you're a parent and there is a grown-ass man outside of your 10-year-old's window jacking off, yeah, that guy deserves to be put down, because these things escalate. These depraved people, these people that prey on kids and stuff, this is what's getting them off now. And just like any other drug, you build up a tolerance. You're on the outside looking in somebody's house. That's not going to do it for you anymore. And then you're going to actually open up the window. You're going to go inside the house and you are going to sexually assault a minor. That's why I said that this guy, he should have been put down. Like, seriously. What does he have to offer to society? These pedophiles, they cannot be rehabilitated. A lot of people say, whoa, what about chemical castration? I mean, it does help. It does help, but it's not going to stop these people, because a lot of this stuff is in their mind. It's in their mind. They get a kick out of assaulting, holding power over somebody that is weaker than them. They get off on it. So, yeah, why not? We need to line them up. Hell, you know what? Let's go one step better. Let's put them in a wood chipper. Let's turn them into chum and actually try to, like, chum up some fish and feed some of the homeless. Because, you know, people hate the homeless. Let's feed the homeless with fish that we catch off of these pedophiles that we throw in wood chippers.
Ramos tried to shoot her, they say, but the gun's safety was on. Instead, the father shot Ramos 3 times, and paramedics rushed him to the hospital.
I know doctors, paramedics, first responders, they take this oath to do no harm. Well, except cops. They will put one right in you. But, like, doctors and paramedics and nurses, they take this oath that they're supposed to do no harm. I'm telling you right now, I would, if I was the paramedic that was on the scene, I would be taking my dear sweet time. I would be moving like molasses uphill.
The case was referred to a grand jury. We talked to the girl's mother last week.
We didn't want this guy to get shot, and we were waiting for police to detain him, because I'm pretty sure if he did this to my children, he's doing it to a lot of more children out here.
Exactly. I could not put it any better than this woman. Like, she said that they didn't want to shoot this person. I'm telling you right now, I know a lot of people here in Volusia County, especially Oak Hill, they'd have been like, hell yeah, I wanted to shoot this motherfucker. Because, like she said, if he is outside the window doing it at our house, how many times has he done this at other people's, other families' homes? This guy has nothing to offer society. He cannot be rehabilitated. And I could be wrong. You know what? It is my opinion. It really, really is my opinion. But I always think pedophiles cannot be rehabilitated.
And according to court documents, surveillance video shows exactly what the parents told investigators about what happened here at the gas station.
And this is what I hate about local news. You know, we all, I talk about how the First Amendment is so important to me. It's the most important thing in my life because of what I do for a living. It is. Why do you guys think that this is just a hobby for me? It isn't. It's a passion. I'm making money off of this. I make money from people donating. I'm monetized on YouTube. Well, I'm about to be. Ran into a little snag there. If you listen to last night's Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream on my YouTube channel. But why are we not getting to see this video? Because, once again, I don't think it would help. Everybody says death penalty does not work. Because if it did work, a lot of people would be like, oh, I'm not going to commit murders because I don't want to die. No, they just don't care. And the same thing goes with pedophiles. So why not just put this person down like it is a sick, rabid dog? It would save us a lot of time and money. It really, really would. Because what I'm saying is, you throw this guy in jail. Matter of fact, why kill him? Send him to jail. Let him get gang raped on a daily basis. He'll be walking around holding somebody's pockets and getting beat, passed around, and his anus will be sold for a pack of cigarettes.
That morning, at last checked, Ramos has not yet been booked into the county jail. Reporting live in Northwest Harris County, Kathy Hernandez, KPRC 2 News.
Sorry, guys, I do not want you to think that I'm trying to be shocking by what I'm saying. But I really don't think this is a hot take. I think a lot of people, besides pedophiles, would agree with me on this. Like, the worst thing you can do, matter of fact, I'll put it out there even more. I think we should be basically not only, but well, I mean, nobody has charged any of these Catholic priests for the sex crimes that they do against children and minors. But the way I look at it, I mean, I know a lot of the Christians are, oh, you got to forgive, you got to forgive, you got to forget. No, 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 no. Sorry. We have to protect our children. Not just your children, all of our children. Because childhood trauma is going to be the downfall of this country. Childhood trauma affects people for the rest of their lives. When you get taken advantage of in a sexual way before you even know what sex is, it fucks you up for the rest of your life. It really, really does. It's kind of like putting a restrictor plate on yourself. If you're a big NASCAR fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can only, and I know that there are some people that have suffered through childhood trauma that have completed and had successful lives, but there are a lot more cases of people that have suffered through childhood trauma that just never recover from it. And if they do, they have a hard time with normal everyday relationships. If it comes from just meeting people, friends, romantic relationships, it fucks you for the rest of your life. I didn't mean to get all serious with my opening segment and stuff. I do apologize. I'm going to get into some fun stuff right after the break. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
A lot of you guys have probably been noticing some of my breaks are a little bit shorter now. For a little while, I had a lot of sponsors going on. I did. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they just weren't getting the response. Maybe my audience wasn't made for them. Maybe it might have been during the pandemic or the economy. I know that everybody thinks that the stock market's doing well and that's a good sign of the economy. But no, inflation is going up. The stock market has nothing to do when it comes to how well the economy is doing. Hell, gas prices are going up. We got a lot of people that aren't even working. Hell, the other day, me and Mom didn't even feel like cooking. I was like, you know what? I'm in the mood for a Whopper. You want to know why I was in the mood for a Whopper? Because I had just got done talking with my friend Derek, my high school friend Derek. And we were talking about this. One of the our most favorite memory, and I know it's not a big thing. We used to go to the movie theater in DeLand, Victoria Square 6. Right across the street was a Burger King. And this is also another thing. If we ever wanted to go see any of the R-rated movies, at our age, we could not buy tickets for the R-rated movies. And what my mom, she would buy them for us, give us a ticket. We would be able to go in and watch them. I remember one of the most R-rated ones was Natural Born Killers. But we would always get there a little bit early. My mom would drop us off, and we would go over to Burger King. Now, at the time, you could get a Whopper, the full-size Whopper. I'm not talking about a Whopper Jr. You could get a full-size Whopper for 99 cents. Now, I'm not going to mention this guy's name that we used to hang out with. But there's always that one guy that maybe, you know, doesn't have any money. We feel bad for him and we will front him or we will just buy his food. But there was that one guy. But hell, at 99 cents, it really, really was not that big of a deal to buy him a Whopper. But the reason that I even talked about that story, I know that I went in a long roundabout way about doing it. But I went to Burger King the other night. I think it might have been last Thursday. And they were shut down. Do you want to know why they were shut down? Because they don't have enough staffing to be able to like, cook the Whoppers, to flame broil the Whoppers, do whatever they do to make Cinni Minis or those sausage, egg, and cheese croissants. That was always my favorite breakfast order. But it just kind of shows you how the economy is doing right now. So yeah, I did lose some of my sponsors and stuff like that. I got one going on right now, Starfire Transport. I am very, very grateful of them. But if you guys are interested in sponsoring and being a sponsor on the Tuttle Daily Podcast, well, I mean, a lot of the sponsors that I've gotten is because I go to them and be like, hey, I will give you a month. I'll give you a month. Now, I might be giving some of my trade secrets away. A lot of people might be able to, you know, take advantage of me. But if you want to and you're interested in sponsoring my show, email me, tuttle@gmail.com. I will pass along the information to my producer. Now, if you just randomly, and you don't want a sponsor, and you just want to do a one-off thing, maybe you have an event, a promotion that you want to plug, still email me. Let's talk some shop. Let's talk business. Let's cut a deal. I will promote the hell out of you on this podcast, my social media, as well as my YouTube channel. All you got to do is email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. And if you don't have a business and you're liking what I'm doing and you would just like to throw me a buck, you can easily do that by going to my PayPal account, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. That's paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio, because I end up thanking, I personally write back every single person that donates any money. Even if it's a dollar, I always write somebody back. Now, something I wanted to get into, and I was debating on talking about this or not, but I've always been open and honest with my opinions. I'm not just doing this to be a troll. I'm not doing this to be shocking. I really, really do not watch this show because I kind of despise reality TV. Because it's really, really not reality TV. But my mom absolutely loves the TV show America's Got Talent. And I played some audio from that woman that has cancer. She said she's got about a 6% chance of survival. And I'm starting to see a little bit of a pattern when it comes to this show. I'm not saying that these people's stories are not true. I'm just saying that I think America's Got Talent and a lot of these reality TV shows where they're judging people's talent are pandering. They're straight up pandering. I thought this show was about judging people on their talent because the winner of the show actually gets a residency at one of the casinos in Las Vegas, which is a really, really big deal. But tonight was, I might be wrong, and I'll admit if I'm wrong, if you guys think that I'm being a dick or just being a straight-up asshole, I would love to hear from you. I'm not even going to say the email or the phone number because I've given it out a lot. But this guy came on tonight, and if you want to automatically realize how and knowing beforehand if somebody is going to make it through, just notice they'll do a produced piece where it gives everybody the backstory of the person that's about to come up. And they did this. And I know that if I was an entertainer, I would want to be judged on my talent alone. I don't want to go out there and pander by giving you this story because it is an awful story. You know, because I just lost my dad. It sucks to lose a loved one. And I feel for this guy. This singer, this man comes out. They got 3 kids. And he comes out. He talks about how his wife was a basketball coach. They coached women's basketball or girls' basketball. And then I was like, okay, where is this going? Where is this going? Then the guy brings up that his wife died in the same helicopter crash that the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant, died in. I think that it is very, very tragic. It is a sad, sad story to lose one of the greatest athletes and all the other people. Because I'm not saying Kobe Bryant's life or his daughter's life, Gigi, was more important than the rest of the people. But this is where the pandering comes in. Why even bring that up? I know the song you wrote was about your wife. So, all right, you got a little bit of a segue, a little bit of a crack in the door to get your foot in there to be able to make this right. But I just think that it was either the producers of America's Got Talent or this guy that wanted to bring up this story just to get sympathy votes. This happens all the time on America's Got Talent. People will come out with sad stories and everybody's like, oh my God, they're so, so good. Now, was the guy great? No. In my opinion, he was not that great. Was he horrible? No. He was a good singer. Do I think he has a chance of winning America's Got Talent? No. I really, really don't. I think the only reason that the judges put him through was because of the story. It is great promotion for America's Got Talent to have this guy on. Oh, his wife died in the same plane crash as Kobe Bryant. I'm not trying to downplay it, people. I'm just saying, if you are trying to make it on your merits alone, wouldn't you just want to be judged on that? Because what it does is it practically taints the opinion of all the judges. But the reason I brought that up, you know, because I try to get better at my segues when it comes to the show. I know that a lot of people don't even realize that, but you want to have a nice rhythm, a nice cadence to what your show is doing. But speaking of my mom, I don't want anybody to think like I'm narking her out by talking about this, but my mom has her medical marijuana card. She kind of suffers from central tremors where her hands shake and stuff. And the only thing that keeps her like straight as an arrow and keeps her hand steady is THC, medical marijuana. It has been one of the best things for her. I've talked about whenever she had cancer the last time, when she had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, she was losing so much weight. And this was way before medical marijuana was ever around in the state of Florida. I ended up buying her some pot, and it was the only thing that was able to keep up her appetite, and it helped her out a lot. But she is on medical marijuana, and she does not like to smoke it because she has problems with, like, congestive heart failure, and sometimes her lungs don't work as well with the oxygen level. So she likes to eat her medical marijuana. And she's been getting this waxy THC substance, which from what she says is pretty potent. And I've done the research on it. It is very, very potent. Well, my mom has dentures. I gave her dosage because sometimes she does not know the amount to be able to give her. She's not a good judge of that. So I give it to her. She puts it on her finger, and she, like, puts it in her mouth. Well, some of the wax got stuck in her teeth, and she went to bed. She took her false teeth out right after she took the wax. Well, the next morning she gets up, she eats breakfast. We're about to go out to run errands because she had to go to a doctor's appointment, and she starts feeling weird. She's like, I feel high for some reason. Well, I put two and two together, and the wax did not completely dissolve. And I got to tell you, this just shows you how potent it is. When she put in her false teeth the very next day, she got absolutely high as fuck. And was worried about going to the doctor because she was like, oh, I don't want to be high in front of the doctor. And I was like, Mom, you have your medical marijuana card. You could walk in there high as fucking Bob Marley, and the doctors are not going to say a goddamn thing. I just thought that was a little bit of a funny story. So any of you older people that listen to this podcast, make sure you pitch your dentures and some Polident or whatever that is. Polident, I think, is what they use to keep your dentures like stuck to the roof of your mouth, make sure you put that in there and soak it in water before you go to bed. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, last segment of today's show. One of the things that I wanted to get into, and once again, growing up in the South, you know, we all get that stereotype of our family tree is just a straight line. There's no branches, doesn't go out because they all think that we have sex with our relatives. Now, I will admit, when I was younger, when I was going through puberty, when I was starting to discover the opposite sex, there were some family members that I was like, all right, yeah, I see where, you're looking pretty hot. And I know, like, you know, everybody makes a joke, first cousins, brothers, sisters, uncles, need whatever it may be. When it gets so close, if you have offspring from, you know, sexual intercourse with a family member, that, you know, there are some, I hate using this word, some retardation, some maybe missing chromosomes, whatever it may be. Not trying to make fun. And I know people hate when other people use the R word. I know that Drew Garabo hates that. And I kind of get his point on it. It's all about the eye of the beholder. And it's about what offends somebody. It is. And I respect his opinion and stuff. And I hope I didn't offend anybody by saying that word. But I would like to hear from you. Like, what is the safe distance? Like, can you marry your second cousin? Or does it have to go just a step further and be like a third cousin? Because the next piece of audio that I'm about to play for you, this guy talks about banging his first cousin.
I'm Tito, 954 Broward County, Florida.
I've talked about this before. I do not like listening to the news stories. I don't like forming an opinion. I like to get my first reaction, but God damn it, why do some of these people give every one of us in the state of Florida a bad name? This guy is down in Broward County, which is, I think, down in the Miami area. Yeah. Dude, we're all getting lumped in with you as a cousin fucker.
I was chilling by her people house and she had her cousin. Well, I ended up fucking her and her cousin at the same time.
Hey, my dude, living life.
Say, he talking about her and her cousin at the same time, but hey, you on my level if you ever smash your cousin.
What the fuck is going down?
Hey, we on that Alabama shit around here.
See, everybody thinks the further south you get, the more racist, the more, like, hillbilly, redneck, racist pieces of shit you are. But that's not the truth. Florida is a weird, just entity of its own. But Alabama is on a whole nother level. That whole area right before you get to Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Georgia. Yeah. That is that area of the Confederacy. Like, Florida really, really was not in the Civil War. I mean, I know that they were, but Florida was still nothing but a bunch of swampland on a peninsula that nobody wanted.
How the fuck that went down, man? Y'all was at a family reunion.
Well, how it went down was somebody started talking sexual around us, you know? And then me and my cousin, we two sexual people. So we got to talking. She started talking. I started talking. Next thing you know, the shit led to shit. And then, you know, I was like, yo, hey, look, if you really with it, I'll fuck your face right now. You hear me?
I don't want you to think that I don't have any relationship with my cousins and stuff like that. Now, there are some of them that I absolutely despise. I don't need to say who they are. If they listen to the show, you know exactly who I'm talking about. So, fuck you. But I can't even imagine talking to, like, one of my female cousins and saying, I'll fuck your face.
Yeah, and she was like, you're not bowdy, you're not bowdy. I took her across the lake. We went to this little park with the tanks and everything. You know, I said, go. The guy, who's your cousin?
Look, I've done a lot of weird-ass shit during my radio career. Really. Like, you would think that nothing would bother me. But I just do not see how it would be possible for me to be able to keep an erection while my cousin was saying, who's your cousin? Who's your cousin? Who's your cousin? No, I don't think I would be able to perform. I don't think I would be able to have an erection. It would be performance anxiety all day long. So, guys, I don't even know what you guys would think of today's show. I don't even know if it was even that funny. I kind of just went a little bit of a la Ed Till, kind of giving you my opinions on things that are going on in current events when it comes to, like, social media, entertainment, news, hurricanes. Yeah, Hurricane Elsa, that bitch fell apart, but I still think that it's going to be a little bad for the Tampa Bay area. So I hope you guys all stay safe. Hope you guys enjoy today's show, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to PayPal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.